There was a shiver that quickly ran down my spine as we waited for him to speak once more. When I suddenly felt eyes on my back, I slowly turned to find the most stunning sky blue eyes I had ever seen in my life. But what shocked me the most was they belonged to a guy. My heart skipped a beat and my breathing hitched just from the beauty of him. Wait, beauty? Did I just call him beautiful? No, that couldn't be right, could it? What's wrong with me?
Mate,
my inner wolf said.
What?
That can't be right. My wolf must have just been confused or something.
Mine,
he said. I knew that your wolf would inform you when his mate was close, but this person was, well, a guy. He has the same sex as mine. This couldn't be right. I was racking my brain trying to make sense of this. Had I been dropped off in some parallel universe? I was brought back by the scared look that crossed his face before he ran off.
Liam.
Liam. I turned back toward Mr. Alderman.
What?
Are you even listening to me? He hissed. I shook my head, trying to clear it, which he took as an answer. I watched his face turn beet red.
I'm calling your dad. Let's see what he has to say about this, he yelled, picking up the phone angrily.
After that, I was suspended for 2 weeks. My dad forced me to join the band or whatever when I came back to school. He said I needed something less violent in my life, so I had to join music class, even though I knew nothing about music. It was 4 on a Wednesday morning, and I was lying on my bed. Looking up at the ceiling and staring at nothing in particular, I reflected about how my life had turned into a giant piece of crap. It had been a few days since the incident, and all I could think was, how could this happen? I'm not even gay. I have a girlfriend, for Christ's sake. I could feel my wolf stirring, growling at me. I know, I said to him. Now that I had a mate, I guess she wasn't my girl anymore. But come on, geez, my mate was a dude? Not a nerdy girl whom no one ever notices, not the bitchiest bitch on the planet that no one could stand, and not even an ugly girl that only a mother would love? No, I was mated to a male, a dude, a human with a dick. Okay, I took a deep breath. I needed to talk to someone about this. I thought about asking my dad, but I was worried about what he would think of me. And then I thought about asking my mom because she's understanding, but I just didn't have the courage to come around and ask her. I just didn't want their opinions of me to change. Ugh, grabbing the pillow, I smashed it into my face. I'm not gay, I whined to myself.